RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Wait, what time is it?
It's the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight.
I want to showcase all of these stories, these athletes, these coaches, these teams that are ingrained in our sports community.
Learn your families, your unique athletes, your students, and some talented kids.
This one's going to be a particularly good one. It's going to be a ton of fun. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. It's Clover Hills time. We've waited long enough. We've waited a week and an hour. We got to get down there, check in on their winter sports. Good to be back in action. And one of the hardest working people in town, no doubt, among many, the activities directors. And David Ziglock is the director of student activities at Clover Hill. David, good morning. Welcome to the program. And congrats on being back in action here.
Yeah, thank you for having us back. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough time getting back with our little extended break that we weren't planning on. So, it's as you can tell by my voice, I've been talking a lot and when I probably shouldn't be.
Well, hopefully you got a few more minutes in you. Do you want to just kind of give us the overview of what these next couple of weeks look like and how exciting it is to get everybody back in action?
Yeah, it's this next couple of weeks is really kind of packed with stuff every day, pretty much, with all the winter sports just at the middle to like kind of put in push towards regionals and states. Everybody's just is working hard. We've got some makeup basketball we have to get in from last week. Our swim team had a meet last night, kind of getting back to it. Wrestling hopefully is going to get back on the mat this week after missing a couple of things. We're in it right now and making the push towards the end.
Awesome. Clover Hill, obviously lots of programs, lots of athletes out there. You want to spotlight some of your winter sports and what you got
Absolutely.
Going on?
Yeah, we picked up a big win, girls basketball against Midlo. Hadn't beaten them in a while. Brooke Elam, who's one of our veterans, had 18.3 rebounds and 4 assists and 3 steals against Midlo. Great win for those girls. One of our swimmers had mentioned their meet last night. Tate Buff is one of our senior captains who is actually going to be attending West Point to swim. Has already made, in his first swim of the year, made all of his state cuts. So, that's every year we seem to get more and more of our swimmers that make the state meet. And that's just a program the coaches have done a great job and it's grown. And then Carter here in a minute is going to be able to tell you a little bit more about them. And then another one is Deborah Skelton, who is one of our wrestlers. She is 8-0 currently and 165, and has just kind of been the leader of the girls' side of our wrestling team that has really grown in the last couple of years, and it's just fantastic to see that many females getting interested in such a great sport. And then coming up, we've got some of our spirit games where we're trying to try to get more of kids and parents and community out to our games to just promote our teams and athletes. We've gotten our varsity club off the ground to for some service projects and some things in the school to just kind of get our athletes out in front of everybody in a really positive light. And we've got some good stuff going on.
That's fantastic. Never a dull moment, especially in this winter season. You want to introduce the folks we'll be talking to today?
Absolutely. I've got Colton Eam, who is a wrestler. He's just a sophomore, but he's one of our standout guys and a great kid. And Carter Hinton, who is one of our senior swimmers. We're just sitting here talking about colleges. They're two great representatives of our school, and I'll turn it over to them. You fire away.
Awesome. We'll start with Colton and on the wrestling team out there at Clover Hill in the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight this week. Colton, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. How'd you stay ready for 3 weeks here while you weren't doing any meets?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, we've had lots of practices. It was kind of stressful because we didn't really know at first if we were going to have a lot of meets, but we just had more practice time, which has been really nice.
That's awesome. Maybe give us an overview of how this year's team's looking and what's getting you excited this year.
For an overview, like, the team is so much better this year. I feel like we've really been like growing as a team in general with our like relationships with each other, and we've been seeing more success as we've had more people starting to join the team and more returners starting to commit themselves. And you said, what are we excited for?
Oh, yeah. You have any big meets coming up or, normally this is where we ask you if you've had any, results that you guys are proud of, but I don't think you've had any results for the last few weeks. So it's kind of not a thing at the moment, I guess.
Yeah, not for the past few weeks, but we did have a really big win over Cosby at the beginning of our season, which was really awesome.
That's awesome. For you personally, I guess what are your goals for the season, and what's it been like, getting the season rolling?
My biggest goal for the season is probably to qualify for states. Last year I came up a little bit short. I went as an alternate, but this year I'm hoping to place at regionals so I can have the opportunity to go wrestle those states.
That's a fantastic goal. I wish you good luck with that. Before we let you go, anybody else on the team that you want to shout out as having a strong performance or anybody you want to kind of give kudos to this morning?
Definitely two of our seniors, Luke Dibert and Caden Webb. Their senior year, they're kind of sad that they have to, this is their last season, but they've really been showing lots of improvement, and they, like, overall, they've been, like, becoming better people and better wrestlers.
Yeah, that's cool. Colton Neem from the wrestling team at Clover Hill, thanks for making a few minutes for us this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely, and we'll chat with Carter Hinton now. She's on the swimming team at Clover Hill here in the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Carter, good morning. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Great swimming weather out there. Tell me about your upcoming schedule here and what's going on with the Clover Hill swim team.
Yeah, so Clover Hill, unfortunately, had a miss a meet last week, which is being rescheduled, but we've only had two dual meets, and we had a big invitational meet back at the beginning of winter break. Senior night was last night. We had a good turnout there, and it's just a lot of fun with the team. The team's growing in size, and everyone's becoming more involved.
Hear that? Yeah. It sneaks up on you when you get to do senior night. What's that like?
It was cool because with the dual meets, there's two going on at once, so you have a lot more people there for you, and you get to like walk across the bulkhead, and your family's there, and there's this snippet of what you want to do and like how you've performed throughout the years.
That's really cool. For you, which events are you swimming, and what are your goals for the season?
I'm mostly a sprint freestyler, so I do 50, 100 free and relays. And my goals this year are to qualify for both my individuals and to try to get a relay back to states this year because the girls fell short at regionals last year. But with the new swimmers and new relay orders, we're hoping to get it this year.
We're pulling for you. And I heard you were talking about colleges. I know that's never far from mind. Any Any ideas about what you might be doing next year?
Yeah, I'd like to go to top schools right now are Tech and JMU, and to study exercise science and physiology and pre-track to pediatric physical therapy.
That's a great track. Love hearing that. Anybody else on the team you want to give a shout out to, or that's had good performances recently?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out Spencer Campbell. He's a senior at Clover Hill. He is so motivated every year, and he's done a really good job recently of connecting with the team, and he knows how to get all the other boys on that side involved. And last night for senior night, he decided to swim a 500 free, 500 fly. So it's crazy.
All right, hopefully sleeping in this morning. Carter Hinton on the Clover Hill swim team, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us.
Of course.
All right, that's Clover Hill High School on the Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. Thanks to them for making some time in a busy week as everybody gets back to action. We're back next week. We'll go visit Manchester, 10:30 a.m. Wednesday morning. Mark your calendar, Play Chesterfield Athlete Spotlight. We're back to wrap up today's show after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.